This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
And welcome back to Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair for our third and final hour tonight. And we've been sitting here watching the debate, talking about the debate. And if you want to talk about the debate, please pick up the phone, give us a phone call, and we would love to hear from you. 855-732-5563. It's 855-732-5563. What did you think? Did it change your opinion? Did it change your opinion on the election? Who to vote for? Did it change your opinion on Pence? On Kamala? What were your thoughts on how they both handled it tonight? You know, one of the things that I find to be just incredible is that I like to see how the media responds to all of these things. Because we know that the media are, in essence, in the bag for the Democrats. We know this. You're listening to this show. You know this. That's, you know, not a surprise to anybody. I don't need to discuss that any further. Other than the fact that the way that the media is responding during the commercial break, I was looking at Twitter. I was seeing what people were reporting. And the way that you know that everybody kind of sort of agrees begrudgingly, especially if they don't like him, that Pence won. The way that you know that everybody kind of sort of agrees that Pence won is that they're now really minimizing the whole idea of VP debates. Okay? That, oh, vice presidential debates don't matter anyway. Right? Listen, here's the reality of what just took place tonight. And I'm going to just do a quick recap for you if you just landed from Mars. There was a vice presidential debate tonight, and Vice President Pence methodically, systematically, and calmly dismantled the Harris-Biden plan. And Kamala Harris, in response, was smarmy. She was vindictive. She was smirking. And she said several times, "I refuse to be lectured to by Mr. Vice President." Let me tell you something right now. I think that the vice president tonight, if you were worried about President Trump's debate performance last week, and if you were worried about the polls that show 10%, 12% difference right now in the national polling, which doesn't mean anything. It means a hill of beans. It's bupkis. Bupkis. It's a good word, by the way. My dad taught me that when growing up. That I think Vice President Pence tonight should make you feel very confident that the Trump-Pence team is in a good position to win re-election. And I'll give you a couple of reasons why. A, first of all, those polls that I just discussed. The national polls that are coming out are anywhere between 7 and 12 and 13% difference, with Biden up. Again, national polls. And in some of the battleground state polls, you're seeing that difference as well, 5, 6, 7 points. But here's the key. And I've said this many, many times over the years. That because President Trump is so hated by the mainstream media, and he has been taking so much incoming in the way of questioning his, well, ethics, morality, that he's a liar, that he's a racist, that he supports white supremacy, that he called COVID a hoax. All of the lies that have been promulgated over and over and over again. That people today, many people, are uncomfortable publicly expressing their support for this president. But when the pollsters, and they are all showing this now, AP just came out today and said, but when we ask the question, who is your neighbor voting for? Not you. I'm not asking you to tell me who you are going to vote for. I would like to know who your neighbor is voting for. We are now looking at an almost tied statistically, almost dead heat election. If you look at the polls, and AP came out today, of who is your neighbor, who is your neighbor, who is your community voting for? Trump is not down 10 points, ladies and gentlemen. That 10-point margin is gone. And that's before we start asking questions about the polls regarding the difference, the differential in who they actually are polling. Most of these polls, there is a D plus 7 ratio. In other words, they have 7% or more Democrats than they have Republicans and independents. So, of course, you're going to have Biden in the lead. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen? Let them have that false sense of security. Because outside of the Twitter crazy left, the mainstream media haters, and the activists, a lot of people do not have enthusiasm for a Vice President Biden becoming the oldest president in American history at the beginning of his first term. Tonight was a good night, folks. Let us know what you think. Give us a phone call right after the break. We'll be back at 855-REAL-JOE. Dave Sussman here in the chair.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Welcome back, Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here, having way too much fun. That is, should be allowed on the radio. You know, I'm just kind of having fun tonight because we just watched this debate where I truly believe that Vice President Pence cleaned up. And I think that the mainstream media, as I was just referring to in that last segment, are really going to start, you know, Cody, the producer here, engineer here at the radio studio, he says what they're saying on Twitter right now is that Vice President Pence was mansplaining, a word that didn't exist a few years ago. I hate this word. Mansplaining. You know what? He was methodical and concise, and I thought he did a fantastic job. And he did a fantastic job because what we saw coming out of Kamala Harris's mouth was, in essence, just a whole bunch of lies. Listen, she stated unequivocally tonight that she and Vice President Biden would not ban fracking. You heard it. I heard it. The entire world heard it. And she said it twice. Yeah, but hold on a minute. Let's go back to the primaries just a few short months ago through our time machine.
My family lives in western Pennsylvania, where fracked gas wells have become a common sight. Will you commit to implementing a federal ban on fracking your first day in office?
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. So, yeah.
There's no question I will ban fracking. Holy cow! You know what? I'm so sorry, Kamala, but there's something called the internet, and it is forever. You cannot be a weather vane candidate in the age of any time, because you will say things that somebody will be recording. You cannot assume that the American public are all that dumb. We know many of your followers are, but not everybody is. This was a whole series, a litany tonight of these types of 180 reversals of her opinions that she wanted to make people believe that she is not the most progressive senator in Congress. That's exactly what she is. Organizations have repeatedly stated that in a Senate body with people such as Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, that Kamala Harris is the most progressive. She has the most liberal record in the Senate. And tonight, she sounded as if she was trying to be that moderate, the moderate that the New York Times refers to her as. Ladies and gentlemen, what we are seeing happening right now with the Democrat Party, the entire Democrat media establishment, is a complete whitewash of how far left the Democrats have moved in the past 4 years. They do not want to ask this candidate any tough questions. The candidate will not even accept any questions. And the Biden campaign has strategically decided, in one of the most, let's call it, ostentatious efforts I've ever seen politically, to try and hide their candidate from taking any serious questions. When was the last time you saw Kamala Harris take a question? Can you name one? Give us a phone call. Let me know. Tell me you disagree with me. 855-REAL-JOE. When was the last time Kamala Harris took any questions from the press? When was the last time she actually spoke to the press? She came out and read a statement a couple of weeks ago. It was awful. It was nothing. And then she walked straight off and didn't take any questions. I think that is the only one time that she's actually even spoken to the American people publicly. She's done a whole bunch of fundraising campaign events. Those are closed to the public. Those are closed to the press. The Democrats have hidden her. Why? Does it not concern you that the heartbeat from a 78-year-old who is going to be the oldest president in American history at the beginning of his first term, the heartbeat away from that resolute desk, should Joe Biden become incapacitated, have a stroke, die? I'm sorry, he's 78. That's the average age of death in this country. is 78. That's the average age. And he's beginning. That Kamala Harris, who is going to be his second in line to come in and take over the White House, we have to hide her. We can't allow her to answer any questions. We cannot allow her to take questions from the press, from the media. She's not doing radio shows where people are calling in, unless they're plants, unless they are the ABC quote-unquote independents that we now know weren't. One guy was actually a Biden supporter on MSNBC last year. Ladies and gentlemen, if this doesn't scare you, how the Democrats and the media have concocted this plan to essentially stuff a far leftist down our throat who ultimately, whether it's in a month or six or in a couple of years, is likely to become your president. A woman that did not receive one delegate in the Democrat primary. Not one. Marianne Williamson lasted longer in the Democrat primary than Kamala Harris. She was so unpopular, so unlikable, so fake and phony that she didn't even get the voters of her own home state in California. And you know what she blamed that on? Racism. They're not ready for an African-American woman of color or whatever it is that she said. Wait a minute. Aren't those Democrat primary voters? We'll be right back here after the break. Dave Sussman here in the chair. 855-REAL-JOE if you want to join the conversation.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Val Dior.
The vice presidential debate, Vice President Pence and Senator Kamala Harris, arguing which party would have handled COVID better.
Our nation has gone through a very challenging time this year. But I want the American people to know that from the very first day, President Donald Trump has put the health of America first. Before there were more than five cases in the United States, all people who had returned from China, President Donald Trump did what no other American president had ever done. And that was he suspended all travel from China, the second largest economy in the world. Now, Senator Joe Biden opposed that decision. He said it was xenophobic and hysterical. But I can tell you, having led the White House Coronavirus Task Force, that that decision alone by President Trump bought us invaluable time to stand up the greatest national mobilization since World War II. And I believe it saved hundreds of thousands of American lives.
This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove, but I can't see the stove.
Dave Sussman here in the chair. We are wrapping up our final third hour. Actually, we've got half an hour left of our final third hour here at Realside Radio. And breaking news, breaking. Mike Pence has been charged with the murder of an unarmed black woman. Riots to follow. This is Chismaga on Twitter. I gotta tell you, you know, I don't know if the needle is gonna move electorally because of tonight's debate. I think if you are a Vice President Pence supporter, Trump supporter, you think he won. I think if you like Kamala and you could put up with that smirk and patronizing attitude, you probably thought that she won as well. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But I will say this. The vice president, for 90 minutes straight, he's like the guy that will smile at you while at the same time he sticks a knife in your ribs. He's just sitting there smiling calmly, and then all of a sudden you realize that your lungs have been popped by a shiv. This is what Vice President Pence did tonight to Kamala Harris. And, you know, the whole idea of Kamala Harris is exactly what the Democrats wanted her to be, and that is a token candidate for race, for gender. Congratulations on a historic nomination. You broke the ceiling. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, that's an important thing. But it doesn't mean to say that just because of your color and your plumbing that I will vote for you, because your policies are exactly the opposite of what I think this country needs. So congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. And that's kind of what Pence did tonight. You know, he started off congratulating her on a historic nomination. And then he went straight into basically stating, well, you know, great job on the nomination there, but let's talk about the New Green Deal. You supported that, right? You supported fracking, right? And if you heard the last segment, we actually played when she actually said, the first thing I'm going to do, what's her voice there? It's like Mars Attacks, you know, yak, 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 yak. Could you imagine, I'm sorry, this is going to sound horrible, could you imagine waking up and sleeping with that every day and sleeping and falling asleep to that voice? Okay? But the fact is that Vice President Pence did a masterful performance tonight. He did a really, really great job. And I think that we are looking here at a moment where America, if they were feeling uncomfortable with Trump because of the last debate and maybe some of the things he said since he got the Rona, you know, they may be looking at this tonight and they may say, okay, you know, if Trump goes away, this guy Pence, he's probably a heck of a lot better choice for us as a country than Mars Attacks. There's another issue I want to talk about tonight, and we haven't talked about it, and Vice President Pence referred to it tonight, and again, once again, Kamala Harris danced around it, didn't answer any questions, and that is this, that this week, if we weren't in the middle of an election or a pandemic, and we had an unbiased media, okay, so neither three of those things, you know, are going to be a reality. The news that took place this week is absolutely massive. Massive. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, declassified information to the effect that the U.S. intelligence, the agencies they obtained insight into Russian intelligence, alleging that U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton approved a campaign plan to stir up a scandal against U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump by tying him to Putin and the Russians and hacking of the Democratic National Committee. Ratcliffe also indicated at that time that CIA Director John Brennan briefed President Obama and others on the intelligence. And just Tuesday, Ratcliffe declassified documents relating to last week's communication, including handwritten notes by John Brennan. Now, most of those notes are still very heavily redacted. If you went through it, and I did yesterday, I had Judge Jeanine on the show, and we talked about this. Go check out Whiskey Politics. We're at theindependent.io, Range Broadcasting. You can find us at YouTube. Just check out Whiskey Politics. It's a relatively short interview. Okay, it's like 15 minutes with Judge Jeanine Pirro. And we talk about this. And the fact is that the notes were so heavily redacted that you can't say that they've been declassified at this point. But Donald Trump last night tweeted out that he will declassify all of it. And John Ratcliffe, apparently, in the past hour, there is information and news that is now coming out that is stating that John Ratcliffe is releasing a new batch of Russian documents to the Justice Department. This is breaking news on Axios, by the way. Not exactly a right-wing site. Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, has approved the release of the Department of Justice of a large binder full of documents. I wonder if Mitt Romney's taken a look at those. To assist a review of the Obama administration's handling of the Trump-Russia investigation. Why it matters, according to Axios? The release, which is being revealed publicly for the first time today, comes as President Trump is urging his agencies to expedite the release of materials that he believes will be politically advantageous to him. Let me just say this. If President Trump, we've been waiting for the Durham report now for 2 years. It's coming. This is the problem that I have with all these Q folks. And I've got friends of mine that believe in Q, okay? So no insult intended. But it's just been one promise after another promise after another promise. We're reading the tea leaves. We can expect... Heck, I had Sebastian Gorka on my show. He's been on the show a few times, but I met with him at CPAC, not this year, last year, 2019. And if you know CPAC, we do CPAC in January, in February, at the end of February. So it's practically, what is that now? 19 months ago. 19 months ago, Sebastian Gorka says, any time now, you'll see, Dave, any time they are going to be released. How's that for a Sebastian Gorka impersonation? Well, it hasn't happened. And Durham is now so close to the election that even Republicans are saying, yeah, he can't release the report right now. It's just going to look too political. We're 26 days out. So, two things. Trump could lose the election, and then nobody's ever going to hear this information ever again, because all of the redacted and everything else is going to be put into the vaults. Top men are going to be putting it away. That's a movie reference. Anybody know that? Raiders of the Lost Ark. And we'll never hear from it again. And he will lose the election. Or the information now comes out, and people that are not educated on what is happening on a day-to-day basis in D.C., they just might come in every 2 to 4 years and check out what's happening with the election. For the most part, they don't care. Not like you good folks here who listen to the Real Side Radio. And he releases this information now and shows the blatant 100% attempted coup by the Hillary campaign that was approved by the Obama Oval Office. And now we have proof that the last 3 years of the whole quote-unquote Russian collusion by this president that Mueller came back with and said, yeah, there was no collusion, there was no obstruction of justice, we've got nothing, folks. That Congress, the Democrat Congress, immediately pivoted to turn into Ukrainian impeachment on a phone call has been debunked. Don't you think people should know about that before they vote? I do, and that's why Trump is releasing it. We'll be back here for the final segment of the final hour. Dave Sussman here, Real Side Radio. Don't go away.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
And welcome back to the final segment of the final hour here at Realside Radio. It's always a pleasure for me to sit in with you, the great listeners over at Realside Radio on the Salem Radio GCN network across 73 stations. Thank you so much for bearing with me and my ranting tonight. Usually when I sit in for Joe, come in every couple of weeks, and I'm stacked with guests, but tonight I wanted to do it a little bit different. I wanted to jump in and out of the debate and comment where I thought was necessary. I figured you'd be watching the debate anyway, so we can have that discussion. But the latest poll coming out of CNN after tonight's debate, choice for president, Biden, 135%, and Trump, -50%. That's the CNN poll tonight. Oh, that might just be a little Photoshop playing. People are playing on Twitter. I'm going to say this. I think that I think the country has a binary choice to make in 26, 27 days. It's a binary decision, and I know good people can debate on both sides of the equation, but we are. Whatever your opinion is of Donald Trump, whatever your opinion is of his behavior, you may love him. You may relish every single tweet. You may love it when he says things that make a lot of people cringe. And I get that. You know why? For two words. He fights. I get it. But for those listening in this audience, understand one thing. A lot of people don't like this president. A lot of people. I had Stephen Moore on my show last month. Trump economic advisor. You've seen Stephen Moore. He's been everywhere. Stephen Moore, who works in this White House, admits to me that more, he understands more people don't like Trump than like him. What people like about Trump is the policies, is the judges, is the lowering of regulations and lowering of taxes. That he stands right now in a world which is predominantly run by the left. The media, owned by the left. Academia, owned by the left. Pop culture, owned by the left. Sports and corporations, owned by the left. I can keep going on and on and on. And the only one person, like the little boy that has his finger in the dike, the dam, that's holding back this sea of Marxism. There's one person that's preventing it from crashing through that dam and flooding us. And that's Donald Trump. I don't know where he gets his energy from. The man just had COVID, for crying out loud, and he comes out and he says, I feel better than I have in 20 years. They call him Teflon. Holy cow, Teflon is going to be looking at that going, yeah, I got nothing on this guy. Who else is there? Who else is there that has the strength that this man has? And that is why people vote for him. That is why, in a country that is relatively divided 50-50 still down the line, as it has always been, by the way, that President Trump, in an age where so many people dislike this man, that I believe he wins. Right, Joe?
Whatever you say, Dave, I'm in agreement.
Come on over. We've got COVID. You got
the show. I'm watching.
Here's the idea. You may not like him. I know plenty don't. And for good reason in many cases. He certainly makes me cringe at times. That stubby, slightly overweight finger is the only one that we have that is holding back the primordial Marxist ooze that is threatening to overtake this country with Biden, Harris, and it, you know that it isn't just Biden and Harris. It's the entire Democrat establishment. It's the Obama administration coming back in, drooling to get theirs back. And not only are they going to get theirs back against Trump, but they're going to get back against you. They're going to get theirs back against Fox News and talk radio and shows like this, Joe's show and mine, Whiskey Politics. They are going to crack down on the First Amendment and the Second Amendment and the Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendments. You think Kavanaugh was just a flash in the can? It was in the pan. It was not. This is what they want to do. They want to silence you if you are in opposite of them in philosophy, in the ideas of being a textualist, an originalist, constitutionalist, they will silence you. This isn't about personality anymore, ladies and gentlemen. This is about a clear and present danger that this country faces in 26 days. It is a binary choice. There is one of two directions that you must choose. One takes us down a very dark road. And I'm not saying you're going to see Venezuela in 12 months. I'm saying you're going to see Venezuela in a week. As soon as these people are sworn in, the institutions that are already festering with this cancer of deep state that wanted to take out this president 4 years ago with a Russian collusion hoax that is now being proven, and we will see. You won't see that happen. You won't understand what took place. It will go away. It will just evaporate into thin air. And you know who will be pulling the strings? Hillary, Obama, Susan Rice. They are going to come down on you if you disagree with them. They will use the agencies to investigate you. They will ruin you. You will be canceled. You will no longer be able to work for a living because you will not be hireable because you will be defamed. CNN, NBC, Washington Post, New York Times, and 93% of all of the rest of the media will carry their water because they are complicit, because they are run in the newsrooms by the 23-year-old Oberlin College grads that are now JURN activists. I'm going to trademark that one. JURN activists. Or the other direction is that you have a president that respects the Constitution, that respects the First Amendment, that respects absolutely the Second Amendment, that respects due process, that respects that you must face your accuser, that understands Econ 101, that at any time, going back to John F. Kennedy, that you lower taxes, receipts to the federal treasury always go up because, as has been maligned by the left, but Ronald Reagan stated it, a rising tide does raise all boats. Take a look at the last 3 years of the economy. The lowest unemployment with Black America, the lowest unemployment with Hispanics, Asian, women. Unemployment before COVID, which is not Donald Trump's fault, it's China's fault. And I still think that the jury is out on that. That I think that this was an attack. I truly believe it. Call me a tinfoil hatter at this point. I don't think anything is off the table as far as conspiracy theories when it comes to China and COVID. This is a man that is going to help the economy recover much, much faster because the alternative is increased regulations, increased taxes, less take home. Keep cities locked down so that the 30 million small businesses, 10 of which right now, one third, 10 million small businesses are on the verge of closing their doors. Which direction do you truly believe is best for this country? Forget the personality that you don't like, maybe. And on election day, or if you're voting beforehand, think about that. I think it's an easy choice. Thanks, Joe, for having me sit in the chair again tonight. And thank you, the great people, listeners of Real Side Radio in the audience. And I'll be back again down the road. I'm not too sure exactly when. I've got to look at my calendar. And God bless. Cheers.